Hi to the primary and junior course participants listening to this. This is Andrew Quatermain, and I'm here in the Geston Hall at Leyston Abbey. And before we're able to welcome you all back here, which we will as soon as at all possible, but before we can do that, Annabelle and I have decided to do this weekly area of the website called ProCorder at Home, which is going to be your space for trying some of your favourite ProCorder activities and some really exciting areas that we've given you each week to try at home, to read articles at home, to listen to amazing recordings and all the other things that are on this area of the website, the ProCorder at Home. This is your part of the website and this is your ProCorder to do at home until we can all be back together here at Leyston Abbey. So each week within that, there's going to be a creative section. I'm going to do different activities each week, just as we would each day on a ProCorder course. And today's creative activity, which you can do on your string instrument or at the piano, is going to be all about modal transpositions. Now, if that sounds very technical and something you haven't yet heard of, don't worry at all. It really is as simple as this. We're going to be using the Dorian mode. And first of all, the Dorian mode on D. Now, this is just like D major without the sharps. Here's a quick one octave scale of the Dorian mode on D on the Geston Hall piano. So D major without the sharps, or you could think of it as C major starting on D. Now, when we transpose something, obviously we go to a different key, but with modes, we can, when we talk about transposing them, we can go up or down, the intervals between each of the notes are exactly the same. So if we were to take that modal scale and instead of starting it on D, there it is on D, instead of starting on D, starting on E, you can hear it's exactly the same scale, just a slightly different flavour to it because we've put it up a tone. And to get the Dorian mode on E, we've added the F sharp and the C sharp that we took out of D major to give the Dorian mode on D. So that's a really easy way of remembering it. And if you use these in improvisation and creative work, if you use these two modal scales together, you get a really nice effect. I'll just give you a little demo of how that sounds here on the piano. So I'm going to start off with the Dorian mode on D and then go to the Dorian mode on E and then jump back to D, and you'll hear what I'm referring to. Transposing up to E. And here it's come back to D. And that's why this particular harmony is so popular in film music, for example, because it's got this lovely kind of otherworldly quality to it, and jazz music uses it a lot as well. And it's a great harmony to use for improvising, especially as we're doing right now, remote duo improvising. So this is chamber music because we're doing it together, because you'll hear my piano backing track and you'll be on your instrument. But of course, you're in your house, I'm here in the Geston Hall, so we can't see or even hear each other. So it's a great harmony to use for that. So as I said earlier, you can do this on any of your instruments, or certainly any of your ProCorder instruments. Whether you want to do this as a string player or a pianist, and whatever is easiest for you, whether to think about it as D major without sharps or C major starting on D, and then the transposition we've added, remember, when we start on the one on E, we've added the F sharp and the C sharp. So for your backing track, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do 8 bars of 4 time. It's going to be quite a steady 4 time, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4. So there'll be 8 bars of 4 time in Dorian mode on D. Then there'll be 8 bars in 4 time of Dorian mode on E. Then there'll be another 8 bars, again, obviously in 4 time, the time signature never changes, Dorian mode on D. And then finally, a final 8 bars, again in 4 time, Dorian mode on E. So all you need to do is just remember that, or even if you're not counting the bars, it doesn't matter, you'll soon hear where it changes. And see if you can create a really nice modal improvisation on your instrument over the backing track that I'm doing in that format. Might be a good idea just to press pause before you start and just maybe play a one octave whole bow scale or slow scale at the piano, whatever you want to do are on both scales of D and E, just so you're completely sure of the notes. And of course, when you're improvising the one on E, all you need to do is just incorporate somewhere an F sharp and a C sharp, and it will work. So remember, we're starting on D, 8 bars of that, then we go to E, 8 bars, then another 8 bars of D, then 8 bars of E. So let's do the maths here, 32 bars in all, and 4 8-bar sections. And I'm going to count in just so that we make sure we're in the right sense of rhythm and pulse together at the start. Although what you could do is just wait a little bit, let the piano start, and then join in. But for those of you who want to join in right away, I'm going to give a quick count in, which is something we wouldn't normally do, but just to ease the flow, seeing as we're doing this remotely, and then we're into it. So, instruments ready, or hands at the keyboard, bow ready, whatever instrument you're playing it on, here we go with our modal transposition improvisation. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Hopefully you kept count with that, and hopefully you had some fun exploring those different harmonies, but also the different sound worlds that they create. Really kind of quite mysterious sound worlds, aren't they? And if you would like to send me your creative work, it could be you performing that with the backing track, or maybe just doing your own unaccompanied modal improvisation. I'd love to hear them. You can send them by email to andrew@procorder.com or via the contact form on the website. Probably sound files best to send by WeTransfer. Go to Google WeTransfer and then put in the email address, and I'd love to hear them, and I can give you some feedback as well. Hope you had fun with that. There'll be another one next week. Take care and keep well, and see you soon.